Let's get back to more Stop and Think Radio. Once again, here's Tim Horton and Al Matulowicz on TalkZone.com.
Technology dependence or internet addiction is what we're talking about today on Stop and Think Radio. And we are talking about a pervasive problem that is just spreading like a brush fire throughout America and, by some of our information here, through Canada as well, as the Canadians are having their own problems, as we've read in the Canadian Star. Some bloggers on the Canadian Star's website have said this: I have three sons, each with their own computer and wireless internet connection. 8 months ago, my middle son, who is 16 years old, was spending 6 to 8 hours per day playing World of Warcraft 3. Wow. I used router software to control the hours of internet access. Obviously not very well. When it became apparent that the schoolwork was suffering, I cut back the connectivity substantially. This was replaced with constant hanging out with friends at the mall. Now my son is addicted to pot. Okay. School grades have completely tanked, and he's always coming home stoned. Or not coming home at all. And now he's been kicked out of the home. Nice trade. I'd rather have the computer addiction. Thank you. What do you say to this parent?
Well, he's going to have to hit some form of a bottom out there on his own before he'll open up to try to think that he might need to receive any kind of help.
How about trading one addiction for another, this trade-off they're talking about here?
Well, I think she was saying that ironically, that she or she was trying to do the right thing to help stop this addiction to the computer game, and look at what it ended up doing. Well, but look at the real root of the problem. First of all, the kid has an addictive nature. He went from one addiction to the other. Mm-hmm. Secondly of all, when he was spending 6 to 8 hours per day playing World of Warcraft 3, what were you doing?
That's the question. They say they have the routers, so it is, they're able to control how much they're able to be online. And then they said they let them online 6 to 8 hours a day. There's not a lot of control if you're letting
them
online.
And this is the wild in the streets, crazy Al Matulowicz prediction problem in the aftermath. Why didn't you just not let him have the game? Yeah, well, the kid would cause a problem, this and that. You've got the surface in essence, a civil war between the 18-year-olds and under and their parents. Because if the parents attempt to try to want to exercise any amount of responsibility and say no, these kids, next thing you know, they're going to be coming together and find some idiot attorney who'll bring a class action lawsuit saying we want access to the game and the parents aren't letting us have it. I mean, the society's broken down so much that parents can't enforce their rules. Either that or they're lax, and then once the problem starts, it immediately gets into the addictive phase because the kids are so young, they become easily addicted, and then now you have these rebellious kids who then act out in different ways, whether it's running away from home like the kid in Toronto, mm-hmm. or this other example where he goes to drugs and hangs out with kids at the mall and now takes off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Here's another one. Setting limits. Another set of parents write this: kids need guidelines. They need limits. They need guidance. 15-year-olds are not adults. Irresponsible parents say, everyone else has one. What's the harm? He or she is going to have figured it out for himself sooner or later. Hey, they have to learn how to control their own cravings. That's what some say. Well, we parents won't always be here to guide them through things. What a bunch of crap. It's a cop-out. Plain and simple. Any parent who lets their kids play video games till the wee hours of the morning is downright irresponsible. And then they go on and talk about the World of Warcraft and things like that. Their point is the parents need to just take control of this thing. What say you?
This is a perfect illustration of why we need as a nation to walk through the steps of recovery. You need to have that living room where the TV set's going, and I'm walking through that step, and you've got the kid and the parent, and they're each making amends to each other, the parent for not having been responsible enough to monitor the game usage, the kid coming to terms with the fact that, yes, indeed, this stuff is as addictive as the information you as a parent are showing me because I'm seeing entertainment figures who I look up to pointing it out that it's addictive, etc. We need a national mobilization We need a national mobilization.
People need to know about recovery and how to use it in their family. These parents, unfortunately, are ill-equipped to handle addicts in their family.
Well, what are we supposed to do? Tell everybody, well, go to see some therapist and then hope that somehow there's enough insurance to cover all these therapists that are going to be overloaded, and as if the therapists themselves necessarily could do anything except try to make the same suggestions that we're making. Mm. Why not bring everything out into the open? You're as sick as your secrets. Let's put this all out there before America. So at least, if nothing else, if they don't want to deal with it, we did our best. We let them know. We told them. And wouldn't it be great if a spark could ignite and parents could come together with their children under the unifying element of recovery?
Mm.
You know, you had truth and reconciliation where blacks reconciled to whites. They each admitted, yes, I raped your daughter, I killed your son, and the blacks coming back saying, yes, I killed you. They came together to not let society fall apart. We don't want this society to fall apart. Technology is now helping it to fall apart, destroying family units. We need to bring it back together. We need to recover the republic.
If you need more on these topics, you can go to stopandthinkradio.com. And get in contact with us. Drop us an email, info@stopandthinkradio.com. That's info@stopandthinkradio.com. A final word on the blog from an online gamer. Listen to this. Hello, everyone. As a recovering gaming addict, I read the article with interest. It's well written and balanced. After years of extreme addiction to online role-playing games, I finally quit 9 months ago. I agree that good communication with your teens is essential. For example, how many of us could name which games the teens have in their lives and that they're playing right now? Recently, I had a chance to share my story of recovery. There's that word, recovery, on an episode of the Dr. Phil Show. Sadly, the medical profession is lagging years behind in recognition of the treatment of internet addictions, and I'd like to recommend to you to visit Online Gamers Anonymous. That is www.olganon.org. I'll give it to you again. www.olganon, Online Gamers Anonymous.org. And again, this person is talking from absolute authority out of his own experience, and he has recovered through 12 steps. There he is, right there.
Proof that what we're saying is true. We can't make this stuff up.
We have
For parents?
Yeah, tips for parents that we need to, you know some of these things, but hey, listen, we need to safeguard our kids. Media literacy experts and addiction specialists suggest safeguards when it comes to computer use in your kids. Here they come. Don't allow laptops or other technology in bedrooms until the kids are in their mid-teens or older, and I would even say older than that.
Well, I'm reading the Boston Herald, Cindy Crawford, the supermodel.
Mm-hmm.
She wouldn't let her kid do some of this stuff because she saw that when
right.
the kid was exposed to it, she was snippier, more disrespectful.
Absolutely.
Well, if these celebrities are acknowledging it, why can't regular people like us take advantage of it?
Put computers in central and public locations. Set time limits on games, on Facebook, and on downloading music. And that Facebook, you know, it's a wonderful thing to communicate. But I got to tell you, we have to set time limits. They become cloistered like little monks inside this Facebook world. And they're in a world where they can gossip about people. I'm telling you, I've seen it happen. Kids become virtually emancipated, as I've said before, in places like Facebook. They're their
Ladies
own boss.
Ladies and gentlemen, this man really knows what he's talking about. He's got 4 sons. They go from 20 to 15.
Yeah.
And he's seen and he knows exactly what's going on with this stuff.
And my kids have seen the reality of it and have done a good job controlling it. Here's a good one. Model restraint when it comes to your own technology use. Hey, don't surf forever. Don't leave your BlackBerry or your cell phone on during dinner time, right? Don't demonize computer or online games. It makes you sound like an old fogey like us. But show that you're open. Watch what your kids are doing. Play the games with them. Watch for signs of compulsive behavior, like kids dropping friendships or hobbies to spend time online. Watch for slipping grades, excessive changes in sleeping and eating habits, secrecy and denial about how much time they spend on the computer, deteriorating hygiene, tantrums, extreme irritability, and when technology is shut down or removed, watch them chuck a fit, because that'll do it.
Well, there's where I come in. I've had so many cases of where we're fighting in domestic court, and the kids are flipping out because the video games are being taken away or the visits being lost and all the rest. These kids go insane when you take these games away. Worse than a heroin addict. Take away the heroin.
This is a real problem. We got to go, Al. We're completely out of time. Thanks for being with us. You're listening to the Stop and Think Radio Network.